It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our next guest says it's time for non-Native people in Wisconsin to educate themselves about Native Americans and their role in the state and its history. That's coming up in just a bit.
First, Wisconsin's Democratic Convention is in Green Bay this weekend, and a group of Bernie Sanders supporters are planning to put forth proposals to abolish the superdelegate system and force the state's superdelegates to vote proportionally in the national convention this summer. Buzz Davis is a member of the Better with Bernie committee, and he joins us now. Buzz, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Buzz, tell us exactly what these proposals are and why you feel they're necessary.
Okay, Saturday is the day of resolutions for the Democratic Convention. And there is a resolution from Congressional District 1, which is in the southeast part of the state. And that resolution will be presented to the floor on the floor for discussion. And that calls for the Democratic National Committee to abolish the superdelegate concept in the election in 2020. And so what we're going to do is do an amendment to that resolution and add on that in 2016 that we strongly recommend that the Wisconsin delegation of superdelegates, 10 people, will split their votes proportionately in the same manner which we all voted on in April in the primary. So in the primary, 57% of the people voted for Sanders, 43% voted for Clinton. We think that 6 of the 10 superdelegates should be pledged to Sanders and 4 should be pledged to Clinton on each of the however many ballots they vote on for deciding the nominee and the convention in Philadelphia in July.
So clearly that would give more superdelegates to Sanders than to Clinton, but in broad strokes, what is your case for getting rid of the superdelegate system?
The superdelegate system is corrupt. We have primaries. We spend a lot of time working in primaries across the country. They cost a fortune. Public dollars are spent on the primaries. That's who pays for all the work that's done in the primaries. The politicians then spend their millions or hundreds of millions in ads and that sort of thing. But the primaries, the purpose of that is to find out which of the candidates who decide to run for a Republican or Democratic nominee the public is most interested in. And so the superdelegates are a concept which the Democratic National Committee dreamed up in the early 80s to be able to control the outcome of the selection of nominees.
Well, Bernie Sanders has spoken to this point. Let's hear what he has to say.
I don't know that you get rid of superdelegates in their entirety. I think there is a role for established people to play. But as I mentioned a moment ago, it is absurd that you have 400 establishment Democrats on board Hillary Clinton's campaign before anybody else was in the race. That stacks the deck in a very, very unfair way for any establishment candidate and against the wishes of the people.
So when it comes to superdelegates, Buzz, do you know how the people, how the electorate feels about superdelegates in Wisconsin? Do voters want them?
Well, we don't know how they feel in Wisconsin, but there is a recent poll which came out that shows that the vast majority, a significant majority of Americans think we should ditch the superdelegate concept. It is that 53% of the Americans poll, Americans as decided in this poll, think the superdelegate concept is a bad idea, and it says 17% of the Americans like it. So there's a little bitty error, you know, plus or minus 4% in that. But the superdelegate idea for Americans is one that should be ditched. And so there are five, maybe we'll be the sixth state Democratic Party that says ditch the superdelegate concept in 2020, DNC. So they don't like it. They don't like the primaries. They don't like what we call closed primaries, where only Democrats can vote or only Republicans can vote. They don't like the caucus system. They think the whole system is rigged. And then on top of that, when they get done and it's rigged with money, big money, buying people, buying candidates and running them like toys. Anyway, they don't like all of that stuff. And then we have them do all this work to think through who's the best candidate, go to the polls, all the rest of that stuff, which requires a lot of work on millions and billions of people in this country. And then the superdelegates come in and say, well, I thought it over, but you guys are all wrong. We really like Biden. Vice President Biden should be a good candidate, or somebody who else, whoever else they want to go for.
We're talking with Buzz Davis right now, member of the Better with Bernie committee, and he's looking for the Wisconsin Democratic Party to abolish superdelegates in the 2020 election and also force 2016 superdelegates to vote proportionally in this election. So, Buzz, let's say that happens. How does this affect Bernie Sanders in the race? And he's trailing Hillary Clinton right now when it comes to delegates, super and otherwise.
The first thing is state parties, Wisconsin included, cannot direct, require, force their superdelegates. We have 10 superdelegates. They cannot force those 10 superdelegates to do anything that they want to do. All we can do is ask them to do what we wish. And so that's what we will be doing on Saturday through the amendment through the resolution, which we hopefully will pass. And in other states, they'll be doing the same thing. And there will probably be resolutions on the floor of the National Convention doing the same stuff. But what was your question again?
What would change for Bernie Sanders? Well, here in Wisconsin, as you said, we have 10 superdelegates. So you ran down that he would get 6. But, I mean, do you think that if this were to happen, resolution-wise, nationwide, that that Bernie Sanders could have a shot at getting the nomination?
Oh, yes, he can. Everybody would like to, the media and Ms. Clinton and her campaign would like to have everyone believe the election is already over. Poor Bernie, why don't you just quit? The election is not over. We are in the fourth quarter, and between now and June 15th, 900 more delegates will be selected from on the basis of the primaries. 8 more primaries on the Democratic side will occur between now and June 15th. So basically, you look at the total number of delegates. We have about 4,000 delegates who will be going as representatives of their state to the National Convention. On top of that, you have 715 superdelegates who will be going to the convention as kings and queens. And so when you look at the pledged delegates, which means those coming from the states who are required to vote in the way that their state voted in the primaries, you have about 200 more people, delegates, are in favor of Clinton than Sanders. But when you add in the superdelegates, we have 500-plus superdelegates who have already decided, many have decided, way before Sanders or any of the other candidates were even in the race, that Hillary Clinton is the best person to be president. And so of the superdelegates, maybe 40 or 50, 60 are in favor of Sanders, 500 plus are in favor of Clinton, and then the others are undecided. So we're asking that all those superdelegates pledge to vote proportionally, which will neutralize their power at the convention.
So if this doesn't happen, now in your press release you ask why Democratic voters and independents should do their part to get out the vote, to contribute money, if the system isn't democratic and you're getting at the superdelegate issue there. Do you see any kind of retaliation happening or Sanders supporters staying home if this isn't passed and if Hillary Clinton gets the nomination?
If it happens that Representative Wasserman, who is from Florida, if she determines the whole convention will be tilted in favor of Clinton no matter what, in terms of the platform of the convention, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, all those sorts of things, if she tries to play that out like Mayor Daley did in the 1968 convention, there will be unknown consequences. So there will be thousands, possibly tens of thousands, of progressives outside the convention in Philadelphia pressuring for a progressive outcome in the convention. And so if Ms. Wasserman gives the state police and the Philadelphia police, who have a reputation of not being kind to citizens, if she gives them the go-ahead, as Mr. Daley gave the go-ahead to beat the hell out of the people in protesting the 1968 Democratic Convention, they were interested in peace, then we don't know what will happen. I hope that doesn't happen, but these people have to be smart enough to see the handwriting on the wall. And it's for the Democratic leaders, they have to realize the public is fed up with this system. They have to realize that they do not like the superdelegate concept. And if she lets the superdelegate concept determine who will be the president, Hillary or presidential nominee, Hillary or Sanders, she's falling into the hands of those of the many, many of us who say, I am pretty fed up with the Democratic Party.
And we leave it there. Buzz, thank you so much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
That was Buzz Davis, a member of the Better with Bernie Committee, who intends to introduce resolutions at this weekend's Wisconsin Democratic Party Convention to abolish superdelegates in the 2020 election and ask 2016 superdelegates to vote proportionally this election.